From 9 to 12 hours on Phoenix FM. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Social anthropologist says Munduvile's Tonse leadership gives PF members legal route back to elections. Government to roll out single national ID card next year. And in global news, more than 200 dead in landslides at rebel-controlled mine in DR Congo. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda says the election of Brian Munduvile as chairperson of the Tonse Alliance provides a lawful and viable platform for Patriotic Front PF members to participate in future elections following the recent Kabwe High Court ruling which restrained the party from holding a convention. Mr. Musonda has described Mr. Munduvile's election as a smart and timely decision, noting that it creates a clear opportunity for opposition realignment at a time when Zambia's political landscape is undergoing significant change. He says the development brings clarity and direction to opposition politics by offering an organized political vehicle through which PF members can regroup. Dr. Musonda notes that the court ruling has effectively closed the PF chapter, making it necessary for its former leaders and members to rally behind a new political formation capable of competing effectively. He has since urged all PF members of parliament to unite behind Mr. Munduvile, warning that continued fragmentation will weaken the opposition and disadvantage voters who are seeking an alternative voice.
The idea by the Munduvile to move out of that confusion is next sense. It's a smart idea in that sense. I don't care what people say, whether Munduvile is sponsored by the UPND or whatever it is, but the fact is that, as some people would allege, but the fact is that there's no PF to rally behind, to mobilize. Somebody needs to come out who the PF structure may recognize. So what the PF needs to do, the PF of Munduvile, the so-called PF of Munduvile, is to rally behind Munduvile and abandon all their disorganization. Because they have spent all this time arguing and arguing, and time is running out. This PF died when Saka died, as I have repeated this.
Government says it will roll out a single identification card project beginning next year as part of efforts to modernize the country's identity management system. Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Galaloka has told Phoenix News that the system has already enrolled over 1 million citizens, marking significant early progress toward the establishment of a fully unified national identification system. Mr. Kalaluka explains that once introduced, the single ID will replace multiple forms of identification, including the National Registration Card, NRC, passports and other government-issued documents. He says the ministry is already conducting public sensitization campaigns across the country to educate citizens about the upcoming changes and the benefits of the new system. The single ID initiative builds on Zambia's ongoing civil registration modernization under the Integrated National Registration Information System, a digital platform designed to capture and manage identity data more efficiently.
By 2027, we shall be able to integrate the recently launched online passport application and payment system with the INRIS platform. So which means that the passport which is going to be issued will be an e-passport. It will no longer be the passport that we have, the paper one that we have right now. So that will be around 2027, and that is when we also expect to have a rollout of the digital ID project.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended 34 suspected illegal immigrants in separate operations conducted in Mpulungu and Livingston following coordinated enforcement actions on Friday, January 30, 2026. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka says 25 Congolese nationals aged between 15 and 55 years were apprehended by the Mpulungu Immigration Office during a cleanup operation along the shores of Lake Tanganyika. Mr. Shinka explains that the operation was conducted jointly with the Zambia Army and the Drug Enforcement Commission DEC and covered the villages of Bibwebwe, Kapembwa and Mupapa, located about 100 kilometers from Mpulungu Harbor. He says all the Congolese nationals are currently in immigration custody, pending further screening to establish their immigration status and possible prosecution in accordance with the law. Meanwhile, Mr. Shinka says the Victoria Falls Immigration Office on the same date apprehended 9 Bangladeshi nationals for illegal entry into Zambia, along with 2 Zambian nationals and 1 Zimbabwean national for aiding and abetting the suspected illegal immigrants.
The apprehensions followed intelligence information indicating that the suspected illegal immigrants were being transported from Lusaka to Livingstone en route to South Africa through the Victoria Falls Heritage Site. Acting on the information, immigration officers mounted an operation around 0230 hours and intercepted the suspects approximately 2 kilometers from the KB Mosokotwane toll gate. The 9 Bangladeshi nationals aged between 19 and 35 were apprehended together with 1 Zimbabwe national, Martin Sibanda Petty, who was allegedly facilitating their illegal movement into Zimbabwe.
Negotiations between Mopani Cover Mines and Mine Workers Union have hit a deadlock with parties failing to reach an agreement despite holding 4 separate negotiation meetings. The prolonged talks have raised concern among mine workers as expectations of a breakthrough continue to fade amid silence from the negotiating table. Commenting on the development, National Union of Mine and Allied Workers NUMAO National Secretary Stephen Mwanga confirmed that negotiations are still ongoing but clarified that there are no specific stipulations guiding when an agreement must be reached. Mr. Mwanga says while discussions have not collapsed, he could not divulge further details, citing the sensitivity of the negotiation process.
Can tell you that actually the process is still underway. We haven't yet concluded. I think so far so good. We are pushing. We haven't just concluded.
The Small and Medium Enterprises Association of Zambia, SMEAZ, has attributed the decline in license issuance and exploration activity among small-scale miners to limited access to finance, equipment, processing capacity and open markets. The association says these challenges have hindered licensed operators from advancing into meaningful value-adding participation in the sector. Official Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development data shows artisanal mining rights rose from 680 in 2024 to 1,068 in 2025, while several other license categories, such as small-scale exploration licenses, fell from 615 to 527, small-scale mining licenses from 77 to 71, and mineral processing licenses from 74 to 48. Commenting on the development, Association Executive Director Ngobola Muyembe said the disparity between rising artisanal licenses and declining downstream licenses reflects undercapitalization, limited access to processing facilities, and restricted market entry. Mr. Muyembe further explained that recent deployments of police and military personnel to mining areas aimed at curbing illegal mining have not been adequately communicated to legitimate local miners, creating fear and undermining efforts to formalize the sector.
They need to simplify and decentralize the licensing, open the markets without monopolizing the trade, which is the center that they are opening. And then also to support local traders and cooperatives for the miners who are willing to formalize the activities. and